This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel plans to tell 1.4 million Palestinians displaced in the southern city of Rafah to seek shelter in central Gaza ahead of a planned military offensive into the south. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Wednesday that civilians will be directed toward humanitarian islands that will provide temporary housing, food, water, and other necessities. Israel says Hamas maintains 4 battalions in Rafah that it wants to destroy. Humanitarian groups fear a military offensive into the densely crowded area would be a catastrophe. While U.S. President Joe Biden has continued to support Israel's war against Hamas, he appears to be distancing himself from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The apparent rift between the leaders has fueled speculation that the U.S. might restrict military aid in a bid to influence Israel's conduct in Gaza. Here's VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara.
Biden is increasingly showing his frustration with Netanyahu, including over Israeli policies that slow down overland delivery of much-needed humanitarian aid. The U.S. has joined other countries to airdrop aid, and American troops are heading to the Mediterranean to build a temporary pier off the coast of Gaza to allow aid to arrive by sea from Cyprus. Washington continues to support Israel with military aid. But if Netanyahu goes against U.S. urging and invades Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering, would Biden withhold sending American weapons to Israel? Recently, Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz was received by Democratic lawmakers, Vice President Kamala Harris, and other top U.S. officials, a sign of the administration's support should the popular centrist politician become Israel's next prime minister. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Command said Iranian-backed Houthi militants fired one anti-ship ballistic missile from Yemen into the Gulf of Aden Thursday, but said it caused no damage to any vessels. Houthi militants have repeatedly launched drones and missiles against international commercial shipping in the Gulf of Aden since mid-November, claiming they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians against Israel's military actions in Gaza. Taiwan and China dispatched teams on a rare joint mission to rescue a boat that capsized near Taiwan-controlled Kinmen Islands on Thursday amid heightened tensions in the sensitive Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's Coast Guard said authorities from both sides dispatched rescue boats after a Chinese fishing vessel capsized just off the coast of Taiwan's Dongding Island in the early hours of Thursday morning. 2 people were found dead, 2 were rescued, and 2 were still missing. The judge overseeing the 2020 election interference case in the southern U.S. state of Georgia has dismissed 6 of the charges in the indictment, including 3 against former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
John Acevedo at the Emory University School of Law explains why.
There was more than enough facts alleged in the indictment, but the district attorney forgot to state which law was being violated.
The order does leave many other charges intact, including 10 counts against Trump, and Acevedo says the ruling does not necessarily kill the case.
It's a small error. It's something that can be remedied, but it's going to cause quite a bit of delay. Fannie Willis will either have to go back, amend these charges, re-have them indicted on them, and then proceed, which will cause quite a bit of delay, or she'll have to appeal.
And Acevedo calls it sloppy work on a high-profile case.
Which makes you think everyone would have, you know, crossed their T's and dotted their I's.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The death of a non-binary teen that died a day after being beaten at her high school in the Midwestern U.S. state of Oklahoma has been ruled a suicide. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A summary autopsy report shows that 16-year-old Nex Benedict, who used they-them pronouns, had toxic levels of 2 drugs in their system and died of an overdose. Nex was conscious and alert after the bathroom fight on February 7th when telling police about the attack by 3 girls. Nex's grandmother called 911 the next day when Nex was found unresponsive in their home. On the call, Sue Benedict expressed concern about a head injury from the attack as she described Nex's symptoms. Nex's breathing was shallow, with eyes rolled back and hands curled up. A complete autopsy will be released in 10 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.